Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Welcome, welcome, everybody. I am Jen Bunk, CEO of the PeopleStack, and welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. And you can see that I've added a few more touches in the background here to give a little wink to podcasts of yesteryear. You'll see that I've put some of the games that were on Rob's rig right over there so that you don't have to miss them. And then there's some that are over here too. So there we go. Just as kind of like that social proof that yes, we are still here. We're just in a different place right now. And the topic for the week, changing topics. The topic for the week is experts, and particularly experts who can't help you. And even more specific than that, since this is a podcast for you, it's a podcast for tech managers who are looking to upgrade your careers. You're looking to earn that promotion to the next level. You're looking to earn even more money. You're looking to build a legacy to feel that you can feel wonderful about while you live a joyful life full of balance and impact. The experts that can't help you. And so in today's episode, what I'm going to talk about is essentially what I mean by that. And some of the experts, and we'll use quotes every once in a while here. And when I use quotes, essentially what I mean is that they may be experts in name, but are they really experts in practice? Are they really able to give you the help that you need in order to reach your career goals, in order to get the outcome that you want? So this is really an episode about expertise and the meaning of expertise and the kind of help that you really, really need to reach any of your goals, whether they're career goals, whether they're fitness goals, whether they're nutrition goals, whether they're relationship goals, money goals, business goals, whatever it might be. There are experts out there who deem themselves to be experts or who you may think are experts, but they cannot help you. Because we hear about this time and time again, and I hear about it in speaking with our clients, with our tech manager clients, and also with prospective clients, and also with our friends as well. You know, Rob and I, my husband Rob and I, we live and breathe the tech world, and so most of our friends are in the tech world, and that's where our network is. And so we hear it a lot where people who want to get further in their careers. Or sometimes it takes on the flavor of, I want to get better as a leader. I want to be the best leader that I can be. Which, you know, when you really pick at it and when you really peel back the layers of that, why do you want to be a better leader? Well, certainly there is a benefit and there is a joy and that there is an impact to be had, you know, separate, that is just completely separate to, yes, being a leader in and of itself is what I want to do. There are definitely people, and you may be one of them, and that's why you're listening, and it's why you're listening to, why you listen to podcasts like this, where just the idea of learning how to lead, that's all you need, right? It doesn't really even need to be attached to any additional outcome. However, if you, even you were pressed to say, well, what, but what is, if there were a larger outcome, what is it? So what is being a better leader inspiring you to do? What are you going to get out of that? You're going to upgrade your career. You're going to earn more money, whether you want to or not. You're going to earn more money. You're going to have more of an impact. You're going to build a greater legacy. Isn't that really what this is all about? And so in talking with hundreds, and it's thousands of people, right? If you include the people who we have not worked closely with as clients per se, but who we've gotten to know either because they're friends or they're colleagues or they reached out for help and we may have had one or two conversations with them. We hear a lot about what you're trying. What are you trying to do? What resources are you tapping into? What methods are you using to try to upgrade your career, to try to become the best leader you can possibly be? And the answer is usually something around expertise. Sometimes it's around, I want to gain expertise. I want to earn more letters after my name. MBA, sometimes it's MA or MS, sometimes it's even PhD. For those of us who really want to break through to that next level of learning. And sometimes it's certifications and things like that. I've talked about that in other episodes. I'll talk about it again. We'll put it in a little pretty box for now, and we'll talk about certifications and another, that kind of expertise, your own expertise. I need to build more expertise for myself. What we're going to talk about on this episode, though, is I am looking to the expertise of others to help me to upgrade my career. And look, it's a great, as a strategy, it's a great general strategy, right? I don't have to reinvent the wheel when other people have done this. All I need to do is follow their path, follow their strategies, follow their systems. And as long as I stick with it, then I have a really good chance, or at least a greater chance of reaching my outcomes than if I was just going to keep throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks and trying to reinvent the wheel on my own. So hiring experts, working with experts, talking with experts can definitely be beneficial in your journey, in your quest toward upgrading your career. I'm enjoying, it is Sunday evening right now. I'm enjoying a bit of my rosé. And that's what we hear a lot. What are you trying? Well, I'm looking for experts. I'm looking for expert guidance. And these are the experts that I've looked to. And the kinds of things that you are no doubt trying or thinking of trying or have tried to upgrade your career might be things like books. You've read lots of books, a ton of books. You might have a bunch of them in a bookcase. You might notice, by the way, that I'm very minimalist when it comes to books. I actually have most of them in my Kindle. These are actually more for show, and most of them on top, by the way, are like my journals, like my note-taking. And then there's some of them that are there, kind of like they're for show. In other words, I've read them, and I've just kind of kept them over time, but I very rarely even open them because most of them I have in digital format. But anyway, you probably have read tons and tons and tons of books, and you have them in your Kindle, you have them on your bookshelf, and you've read them over and over and over and over and over again. And there's lots of books out there on leadership. Oh my God. You want to spend a whole weekend. If you want a weekend project, if you're bored, just go on Amazon and search leadership books. That will lead you down a rabbit hole that, you know, I don't know that you're ever going to get yourself out of. So you may have read a bunch of books. And there are a ton of books out there, by the way, specifically on technical management, engineering management, leading technical teams. And there's lots of great folks out there who are experts. I'm going to use the quotes there. And because some of them really truly are experts, some of them aren't. and are writing books about leadership, about how to be the best leader possible, how to be the best engineering manager possible, how to be the best technical leader possible. And look, books are great. I love books. I love consuming information and filling my brain with really good information that's going to inspire me to take action. But books can only get you so far. Even if it's a great book, the best book out there on how to be the best technical leader, at the end of the day, it's just a book. It's just information. And it's up to you to apply that information to your situation, to your team, to your career, to your circumstances, to your goals. And it's up to you to implement that information and take action. The author of the book is not going to talk with you. The author of the book cannot give you that proverbial loving kick in the ass to move forward when the going gets tough. A good author is going to be able to say, here's some of the challenges that you might encounter, and here's some of the ways that you can, here's some of the strategies that you can use. But even a great book isn't going to be custom tailored to you and to your goals and the challenges that you're going to face along the way. Transformation requires application to your circumstances, and it requires action. A book can help you to do that, but not fully. You know, nobody's going to do it for you, right? But at the end of the day, it's just information. And then it's more work to apply it. It's more work to, how do I get through this challenge and that challenge and another challenge? So there's books. And I don't want to discourage you from reading books. But at the same time, first take a look at, okay, what can books do and what can't books do? And then also take a look at who's writing those books. So this gets to another flavor of help, flavor of expert help that people sometimes take on, where you get to the point where you realize, yeah, a book isn't going to do enough. I need to talk with somebody. Oh, I want to go to a conference, or I want to go to a virtual conference. Well, maybe I'll schedule a one-off meeting, or maybe even get a three-pack coaching program or a three-pack of coaching from an expert. Oh, there's the path to my dreams. I'm going to talk three times with an expert, and that one's in quotes. So there is where you really need to take a look at who is that expert. In the technical leadership space, there are a bunch of people, and I'm not going to name names because you know what? There are lots of people who, like, they're my friends and they're my colleagues and I love them and I adore them and they are amazing at what they do. And then there's people out there who, you know, I'm protecting the innocent. I'm also protecting the guilty as well. Because there are also people out there who call themselves experts who are not at all. Any idiot can write a book. Any idiot can sell a three-pack of coaching sessions for $5.99. Who is that person who's calling that themselves, herself or himself, an expert? And now, look, there's the outright, like, you don't even have a clue. You have no right. You are breaking ethical boundaries by calling yourself an expert. Those are the ones that we can all sniff out. And honestly, they're not going to last because we're going to sniff them out. We're going to call them out and they are going to be banished from the internet. They're going to be banished from the expert scene. What goes around comes around. Then there's the people who are experts, but they're not experts who can help you. And this is where it gets tricky. There's lots of people in the technical leadership space who are experts at being technical leaders. So they are people who have been technical leaders. They've been VP of engineering. They've been senior product managers. They've been program managers. They've worked for Apple and Google and Microsoft and AppMagoosoft and Netflix and all of them, and small companies and big companies. And they've worked and they've upgraded their careers over the course of 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years. And they are experts at being a technical leader because that is what they do. They build and lead teams to thrive through technical projects. They are CTOs. They are the best of the best at being technical leaders. And I respect them for that, and I love them for that. And those are our clients. Those are the people who we work with. So of course, I love them for that. However, as a consumer, I'm sending out a consumer beware message here because I care for you and I don't want you to waste your time learning from someone who can't really help you. So while it could be helpful to read books and watch talks and go to virtual conferences and actual conferences who are led by people who are expert technical leaders because they have been technical leaders for all of their careers, that's where their expertise stops. Their expertise is being a technical leader. They are not experts in upgrading careers. They've upgraded one career, theirs. And they may have helped several of their mentees, people on their teams, to upgrade their careers. But that was a byproduct of being a great technical leader. Also, just because they're great technical leaders and helped build thriving teams doesn't mean that they can teach and that they can coach other people on how to do that. The best analogy that I can make here is, let's say you break your leg. Who are you going to go to fix it? Are you going to go to a bunch of people who've also broken their legs? Technically, maybe they are experts in having their legs broken because they broke their legs too. And it healed. Oh, maybe I just go and I ask 100 people, my leg's broken. Maybe I just go and read books by 100 people and go to 100 talks by people who have broken their leg. And then maybe finally I could put it all together and figure out how to heal my leg. I can do that. Or, smart person I know that you are, you know there's another option. You go to a doctor who is the true expert in this case. He knows how to heal you. He knows, she knows how to fix that broken leg. She gives you the prescription. She gives you the cast. She gives you everything that needs to happen in your particular circumstances, the pain medication or not, that you may need in your particular circumstances. You go to the doctor who's going to be the best fit for you, and your leg will be healed. And here's the thing too, that doctor, do you care whether or not that doctor has ever broken her leg? Now, granted, she's going to be able to relate to you and have a much better, you know, bedside manner and even stronger rapport with you if she's actually broken her leg. But you know what? That doesn't matter. She's an expert in helping people to fix their broken legs. Those are your choices. Right? And so your career is broken. On some level, you're listening to this right now because your career is broken in some way. It may be completely and totally broken and there's no question whatsoever, or you might start to notice, you're starting to notice those cracks. those points of weakness. And if it's not broken yet, you know that if you stay down the same path, it's absolutely going to get broken. Who do you want to help you? Do you want to talk to hundreds of people who have also broken their careers and they figured it out on their own, and you all kind of put your collective heads together and throw stuff at the wall and say, oh, well, you can try this or this or this or this or this? Or do you work with the doctor? Do you work with the expert who has helped hundreds of other people just like you to fix their broken careers? And oh, by the way, on that person's team, and oh, by the way, that person herself also, all of them have healed their own broken careers so they can relate to you on that level. Who are you going to work with? The one with the proven strategies and systems on how to do this, and who is a true expert in getting the outcome, the exact outcome that you want? Or are you going to talk over here and it's like the blind leading the blind? It's your choice. It's your choice. So that's really what I want you to be aware of. Do not waste your time being a member of the blind leading the blind. Yes, there is some value to be learned from anecdata, from anecdotal data of other technical leaders. Some of them might be our clients, from stories that I share, right? And from books that people have written about, this is how I rose up in my career. This is how I built a wonderful technical team. There is some value of learning that story, whether it's for inspiration, whether it's for some ideas, whether it's for some bones or almost bones of a strategy. But don't make it more than it is. Don't think that reading a book and watching a TED talk is going to save your career. It's not. What's going to save your career is taking action. And if you have not been able to do that on your own, then you need help, and you need help from an expert. And that's what we're here for. Rob and I have both fixed our broken careers. His in tech, where he up-leveled from individual contributor to VP of engineering over the course of 20 plus years. And for me, I was an academic in my former life, and I upgraded there. I've told that story many, many times. And as part of that, I led data analysis teams. I was a researcher. That was my form of geekery. And I was able to upgrade my career. And we were able to build this for ourselves. But that's not actually where our true expertise comes from. It's not because we've been there, done that. That's the icing on the cake. The foundation is that we both have the expertise. We both have the strategies and the systems because we've worked with hundreds of technical managers and talked with thousands of technical managers. So we know what average means, and we know what the outliers mean. And when people say on average, what can I make? And when people say on average, what strategies work? We can tell you. It's not just anecdata. We've been building this data. We've been building our systems. We've been building our strategies. We've been building our world-class support for the last 5-6 years now. And so when you're looking for an expert to help you meet a specific outcome, look for someone that looking for someone who's also reached that outcome, you know, great, right? But that's the icing on the cake. Look, if somebody wants to become, like, you guys know that I watch CrossFit all the time, right? CrossFit athletes, I want to become the best of the best CrossFitter on earth. Who do they hire as coaches? They don't hire other CrossFitters because other CrossFitters are shit at coaching. They hire the people who are awesome at coaching and can teach them. So if you want to reach an amazing outcome, find the people who have helped hundreds or thousands of other people reach that outcome. That's the measure of expertise, not whether or not that person has done it themselves. If they did it themselves, that's the icing on the cake. And then the other metric here is, can they teach you? Can they coach you? Are they an expert in coaching? That's one of the things that Rob and I really, really value for both of us. I grew up as a coach. I grew up as a teacher, as an academic, right? It runs through my blood. It runs through my veins. And yeah, oh, by the way, I have a PhD in psychology. And oh yeah, by the way, I'm certified by some of the greatest coaches on this planet and have trained with them. And Rob has learned how to coach, and Rob has learned how to teach through his own experience and through being a coach, not just through being a leader. Now, yes, there's some coaching involved in being a leader, but there's also absolutely a methodology involved in coaching somebody else to create a transformation. So if the expert that you're working with doesn't have a proven plan and a proven formula for helping you to reach your outcome, and if they don't know how to coach, you know how I feel about certifications, right? That means nothing. But if they don't know what it really takes to coach someone to achieve any transformation, then they're not an expert. And whether or not they can actually help you, maybe, maybe not. So yeah, sure, go ahead and pay the $5.99 for their 3 package of coaching. See what happens. Buyer beware. Buyer beware. Not all experts can help you. Our expertise comes from, number one, our 6+ years of helping hundreds of technical managers reach their dream careers. The proof is in the pudding of that. Number two, the fact that both of us are trained and have expertise in teaching and in coaching. We don't just do, we can teach you how to do. And then number three, the icing on the cake. Oh yeah, by the way, we've been through this ourselves. We've been down that hole ourselves, so we can absolutely relate on many, many levels to what you've gone through. But it's not just our personal experience. It's the combined experience of helping hundreds of people. So we have the data and we know. And so whatever problem you come to us with, we've either seen it before and we've dealt with it before, or some version with it. And even if it happens to be some out of the norm outlier problem or challenge, we'll figure it out because we're expert coaches. And our systems can withstand them. They withstand every challenge. They withstand every problem that every single one of our clients have encountered thus far, because we upgrade our systems too. We upgrade the process of, here are the steps you need to take and here's how you take them. So of course, I believe that we are the experts. Let me rephrase. We might be the experts who can help you. And I say might because it takes two to tango in this coaching game. You got to be committed. You got to be committed to being resourceful. You got to be committed to being decisive. You got to be committed to taking bold, audacious action, because that's how you reach your dream. So if that's what you want in your career, if you want to create a legacy, if you want to command a $200, $300, $500,000 a year salary, while you have so much more impact than you even thought that you were capable of, and it feels like magic, and you live and you create a better life for yourself and your family, a life of freedom and joy and gratitude, and a life where you thrive through the challenges instead of suffer through them, and that's what we're here for. Book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to talk about what's going on in your career. We're going to talk about all the experts who you've worked with and that it didn't work. And we're going to take a look at that. And we're going to say, here, this is why it didn't work. And this is why it didn't work. And here is how potentially we can do better, as long as you're committed. And if you are committed and you're one of the few who we decide that we're 100% confident that we can work with and that we can help you, we're going to make you an offer to join our family, to join your tribe of People Stack heroes just like you. And we'll give you all the details of what it'll look like. And look, that's why we don't make an offer to everyone, because everyone's not ready. And that's okay. If you're not ready, that's okay. If it's not going to be a fit, that's okay. Because it's not a fit for everyone. Sometimes it's not a fit now and it will be a fit later. Sometimes we refer you to somebody else because they're going to be the experts who can help you, because we're not. So no matter what, in that conversation, we're going to make sure that you get connected to the resources and the people so that you can reach your career goals. So thepeoplestack.com/book. That's how you talk with us. There's no reason to delay. Go ahead and book that call right away. Get in our calendar right away. So there are experts out there. Some of them can help you. Some of them cannot. Tap into your intelligence. Tap into your desire to reach a specific outcome and make an informed decision about whether or not that expert can actually help you to reach that outcome. Take care, folks. Talk to you again soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.